Blog Talk Radio.
And hey, how about that? Good afternoon, everybody. Balance on Blog Talk Radio, nationwide, coast to coast, and around the world on blogtalkradio.com. I am Brian Scott. Joining me, not in the palatial Balance Studios, where I am located, but out at Victory Field in downtown Indianapolis, Mr. Tom Marquis. Tom, how are you doing?
I am doing good. I am high atop home plate right now in the press box of Victory Field, out overlooking what's going to be an exciting night. It's just a fun night to come on out to the ballpark. It's the Celebrity Softball Tournament, and we're going to just see how good some of these press celebrities, some of the athletes around town can swing a bat and ball, Brian.
And it's going to go for a fantastic cause.
That's right.
And a Make-A-Wish Foundation. We will have Beverly Smith on a little bit later, about 10 minutes, as she talks about what's going on at Victory Field tonight. A lot of fun. The Indians are out of town, so they've graciously allowed everybody to use the ballpark. This is the third or fourth annual, we'll ask Beverly, Celebrity Softball Tournament. A lot of fun going out at Victory Field. Tom Marquez is out there. We expect Josh Elmore to call in a little bit. And, of course, second hour of the show, Mr. R.J. Cunningham of the Trackside Review radio show will be on the air. But we'll also have a lot. We'll talk about the NBA Finals. That is all knotted up at two games apiece, and a whole lot of interesting stuff as far as is LeBron James the guy we think he is, or the guy everybody says he is? A lot of talk about that after this last game, the Dallas 186-83. They've got a game tonight, Game 5 at Dallas, starting at 9, tipping off at 9 o'clock. Since Tom is out at Victory Field, well, we're going to talk about a little bit about Indianapolis Indians baseball. Indians took one on the chin today, but they've been playing fairly well as of late. They find themselves still a little bit south of the 500 mark, but they have been playing some good ball, a lot of baseball left to be played. And if time permits, well, Tom, we haven't talked too much about the guys at the big league level, especially your St. Louis Cardinals, my Cincinnati Reds, Josh's Boston Red Sox, and everybody else in between. So we're going to try to get into a little bit of that, but let's start right out there at Victory Field. You're watching everybody get set up right there. Should be a real fun night, and as you said, sometimes you don't know who's really going to be at this event until they show up, and sometimes we get some pretty big surprises.
That's right, Brian. And as a matter of fact, last year Peyton Manning made a huge surprise out here to Victory Field, and totally unexpected. And like you said, it is for a great cause. And what this is it's basically. And I want to make sure that we don't confuse it for the National Make-A-Wish Foundation. It's actually an Indiana charity for Indiana kids that really just needed that extra boost. And it's a great, great fundraiser. And all the money, all the proceeds go to this wonderful charity, which we'll certainly be talking more about that here in the next few minutes. But, yeah, they're going to have the Home Run Derby sponsored by Budweiser coming up here soon. And then, of course, we don't know exactly what celebrities are going to show up. So I'm out here at Victory Field, Brian, and I'm on the Celebrity I Spy Watch. I'm playing I Spy tonight.
We're going to see various members of the Indianapolis Colts, the Indiana Pacers are expected to show up. Various members from those two teams, local news and sports celebrities, and like Tom said, you never know who's going to show up. It's all for a fantastic cause. If you're downtown or you want to get out and see these guys try to whack a ball around, make sure you stop by Victory Field. I believe it's only $5 to get in. And it'll be played rain or shine right now. Radar's looking fantastic if you're around. Looks like they'll be able to play this with no problem. So make sure you go out there and enjoy a fun night of softball. Speaking
I'm sorry, Brian. One thing that I do want to point out, I don't see this happening, so this is probably a moot point. But if it does rain and Victory Field does say, hey, they can no longer have the tournament, what they're going to do is they're going to have a personal one-on-one autograph session with the celebrities in the concourse at Victory Field, so you can still come out. Unfortunately, the $5 isn't going to be refundable, but like I said, it's all to charity. But like I said, don't see that's going to happen tonight. Come on out. It's going to be a great night at the ballpark, Brian.
Yeah, and like I said, for a fantastic cause. While we are out there, well, we're going to talk a little bit about Indianapolis Indians. They currently, they took one on the chin today, losing 15-2 after, and it's just the way things work, getting their first shutout of the season yesterday as four pitchers combined for the shutout. They blanked the Bisons 1-0 yesterday. Well, as things would have it, they would turn around today and lose by the score of 15-2. Indians have been playing some pretty good ball. Tom, I know you were out there Monday night because, well, my wife and I were out there, and Mr. Brian Hoss happened to say that you and Josh were showing up. Indianapolis, well, they've climbed out.
So you guys were the ones that got the mystery tickets. Okay, now the secret comes out.
Indianapolis now finds himself with a record of 30-32 on the season. You know, in most of the rest of the International League, that would put you pretty close to the top of the division. But when the division leading the division leader is the Columbus Clippers with a best record in the minor leagues at 40-22, well, that's only good for 10 games out. And one of the things in talking with Indianapolis Indians media relations director Brian Bosma back on Monday was, you know, a few breaks back in April, get a few extra wins, and they're only a game or two out of the wild card with still baseball left to play.
Oh, and I know, and an exciting time it is for the Indianapolis Indians. They have been able to turn around their season, and they still have a lot of season left to really make a go for the playoffs. And it was a slow start for them, but like I said, they've had some key players, some key sluggers that have been able to come out here and get the job done, Brian.
Yeah, and one of the big thing is they've gotten some very good pitching. One of the better turnarounds has been Brian Burris. Brian did not have a particularly good start to the season, but he's really turned it around. He ended up with a no decision back on Monday, but the Indians were able to rally and get that win. He also comes off of a no decision against Scranton, his previous start, in which he pitched very, very well. Again, got the no decision. So Brian Burris, Rudy Owens, the thing that is really – done a number for their bullpen has been the big thing for the Indians has been their bullpen. Justin Thomas, Tim Wood, Cesar Valdez, all of them pitching fantastically. And, you know, it's one of the big things that has led to the Indians being able to stay in ball games, make these late inning rallies in some cases, and then turn it over to that bullpen to shut them down.
Right, you're absolutely right, and they've been able to really make that happen. I do know that we've got to get our guests on the line, and I know that Josh is on the line. Josh, $2 bill, Josh Elmore is also on the line. So I tell you what, if you and Brian, if you and Josh want to go ahead and continue to talk about the Indians, I'll try to get our guests on the line here.
All righty, Josh, how are we doing this evening? Hello, Josh.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you. How you doing, bud?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Not too bad. You got to go out there to Victory Field on Monday night, watch a pretty exciting game. Indians rally with four runs in the eighth inning, come back to take that ball game on Monday night. Brian Burris once again pitched very well. A little bit of a surprise to me to see Dean Traynor come out with the Indians with a 6-4 lead and bring Tim Wood in the top of the eighth. In the end, Indians managed to pull it off. And as I mentioned a little bit earlier, the Indians, if they get a game or two earlier in the season, they're only a game or two out of the wild card with a lot of baseball left to play. So a lot of stuff can still happen between now and the end of August.
I would certainly agree. I was in the press box Monday night while Tom was down mingling around with the fans having a good time. But we were talking about, you know, the Indians started off, what was it, 2-12, something like that, something really, yeah, really bad. There is a possibility they could, it's not likely, before the end of July, be up there challenging Columbus and Louisville for the division title.
Well, Columbus, you look at them at 40-22. It's going to be tough, but the one big thing that they'll have an advantage, I don't know if the division title is within a realm, but we don't know how call-ups are going to happen. We don't know about injuries. Granted, Cleveland's been on fire for most of the season. You don't know how well they're going to last, and it's going to be very interesting, but they'll definitely be in a run for a wild card position if they continue to play like they've been playing. All righty, I think we got Tom here with our very special guest.
Yeah, we do. I thank you for your patience there. We've got Beverly. Is it Smith? Is that how you say your last name, Beverly Smith? Are you with us, Beverly? Beverly, are you with us? Are you with us, Beverly? We seem to be having some problems with her. So, are you with us, Beverly? Okay, Beverly, are you with us? She's there, but we.
It is the wonder of when we're doing things from about three or four different locations. So,
Beverly, are you with us, Beverly? All right. Well, you keep continue to talk. I think we lost Josh in the process, and I'll try to get her back on the line.
All righty. Well, we were talking about the Indianapolis Indians. They've done a fantastic job taking it to. They're currently 10 games behind the Columbus Clippers in the International League West. Columbus has been playing very, very good baseball. They've only been 5-5 in their last 10, but they are, of course, currently on a 4-game winning streak. 21-10. Home at Huntington Bank Park there in Columbus, so a fantastic home record. Louisville right now 4 games back behind the Clippers in the Iowa West. Then come the Tribe at 30-32. They are 6 games behind Louisville, 10 games behind Columbus, and then Toledo 2.5 games behind the Tribe. And as I mentioned, they've been playing very good baseball, 6-4 in their last 10. They came off of a really nice series over the weekend against Syracuse, played a big game on Monday in which they were trailing in that game, come up with a 4 spot in the eighth inning, go on to win that game by the score of 6-4. And as I mentioned, kind of goes against the odds there. Dean Traynor electing to bring in his closer, Tim Wood, in the top of the eighth. You know, conventional wisdom nowadays is you keep that closer on the bench until the ninth inning. But looking at that, Dean Traynor wanting to get that win, looking to save that game. Tim Wood comes out there, shuts down Syracuse, 1-2-3 in the eighth, gets the first 2 outs in the ninth, and then things get a little dicey as eventually the Chiefs are able to get the bases loaded, and Wood is able to induce a line drive to center field to end that ball game and preserve the Tribe win as they went on for this brief four-game series in Buffalo. Tribe won the first one again on that 1-0 shutout, won the first game, won yesterday, 1-0, lose today 15-3, and that's just one of those things. Like I said, it always figures. You have that 1-0 blowout, and then come back the next, or 1-0, just close game. That game went late in the game with John Bowker getting an RBI single in the eighth inning to put the Indians up ahead in that ball game today.
Brian, I hate to interrupt you, but do we have Beverly on the line with us now? Okay, I'm sorry, Brian. I'm going to try to contact her on another line here. And
we'll, all right.
If nothing else, I know she's here at Victory Field. I'll track her down.
All right.
I'll be right back with you.
All right. That's Tom Marquez. He is out at Victory Field. I tell you what, we are going to take, while he is trying to track down Miss Beverly Smith, well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk maybe a little more Indians, maybe hopefully a little bit of NBA Finals. You're listening to The Balance.
Magazine is back. Bigger, better, and faster than ever before. If you're a short track fan, if you're an oval track fan, Trackside Review has something for you. If you like to give back to the drivers, if you like to be a part of racing, then Trackside Review is for you. Check out their new online edition, www.tracksidereview.com. www.tracksidereview.com.
Specializes in quality performance for your bike. Distributor for all major suppliers. We can do everything from service and parts to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Swing Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Welcome back to The Balance on Blog Talk Radio, nationwide, coast to coast, and around the world. I want to also thank our other sponsors, Midstate Window Cleaning. They offer both commercial and residential window cleaning. Make sure you get your quote today at 317-852-8712. That's 317-852-8712. Make sure you leave a message because, unlike others, they do windows, and they're out doing them all day long. Also brought to you by Bloodhound Underground. Give them a call at 858-9830. That's 888-858-9830. They are a subsurface utility consulting firm providing services nationwide. My name is Brian Scott. Out at Victory Field, Mr. Tom Marquez. We talk a little bit about baseball, basketball, and all sorts of stuff. Some things going on out at Victory Field as the Caroline Sims Celebrity Softball Tournament is this evening. Tom is out there trying to hobnob, get a photo opportunity or so from the celebrities out there. Tom, how are we doing?
We're doing good. I'm hoping that we can have our guest on the line here
any
second. All right, we got her. Yay.
Yeah.
I appreciate you joining us, Beverly. I know you are extremely busy and being pulled from 1,000 different directions. And thanks so much for joining us here on The Balance, nationwide, coast to coast, actually. And along with me is my co-host, Brian Scott. I know this is a very exciting event for you guys. It's the third annual event. Can you tell us a little bit about what you got going on, Beverly?
Sure. The name of the event is the Caroline Sims Memorial Celebrity Softball Event. This is our third year. It is named after one of our wish children. Her name is Caroline Sims. Caroline died 2 years ago this December, and her family and her daughter, the Caroline, was in a TV commercial with Robert Mathis, which she had a very special bond with Robert, which made for a wonderful opportunity for us to honor Caroline with this softball event because of Robert's input.
Well, one of the things that we were talking about earlier on in the show, that you really never know once celebrities are going to pop up. But can you give us a little bit of a hint of who we might see here tonight?
Oh, of course we never know, because how this works is Robert Mathis and Roy Hibbert co-host the event. So both of them are very popular players on their own teams, as you know, and it's almost like it's not really a Pacers versus Colts, but both of them are on different teams tonight, okay? So Roy recruits a lot of his teammates to come out as well as Robert does. But to give you an idea, we've had Jeff Foster with the Pacers. We've had Jeff Saturday with the Colts, Peyton Manning. Oh, my goodness. Last year we had 26 Colts players, so quite a bit.
Now, I know that you've got the Budweiser Home Run Derby that's coming up here. At what time does that start?
That starts at 5 o'clock.
So the gates open up at 5 o'clock, and it costs $5 to get in. And everything goes to this charity. Is that correct, Beverly?
Right, right. The money we raise tonight goes to Indiana Children's Wish Fund, and the Wish Fund grants wishes to children who suffer from a life-threatening illness. So we only grant wishes to Indiana children. So I think people really embrace this charity because they like to support, you know, kids in the state of Indiana.
And there's no better time to see a child's face light up, especially when a lot of their heroes and all are out there trying to slug a little ball all over the place. That some of them, it's a little bit out of their element.
Well, that, you know, I tell you what it reminds me of. It reminds me of when my husband and his friends all played softball when they were, like, right out of college. You really get into that, you know, it's not your sport, but you want to be with your buddies and have a great time. And tonight is a night where these celebrities, both the players and the media, really just come out. They're doing this for fun. It's, you know, yes, there's some little fun competition, but it just reminds you of, like, a good time with your buddies.
And that is going to be a good time tonight. We have Beverly Smith on talking about the Caroline Sims celebrity softball game that will be held tonight out at Victory Field. Beverly, we really appreciate the time coming in and telling us about this wonderful event.
Now, Beverly, real quick. Oh, I apologize. Beverly, real quick, I just wanted to make sure that we got the website and contact information, because a lot of times people can't make it out tonight, but maybe they do want to be a part of your organization and a part of the foundation. So can you tell our listeners real quick on how they can find you on the web and what they can do to be a part?
Oh, absolutely. If anyone is interested, the website for Indiana Children's Wish Fund is www.indywish.org. And their phone number is 317-913-WISH. So we tie in the whole WISH element there to make it easier for people to remember. And any donation is very much appreciative. This organization has been around for 27 years. They only have 3 people on their staff, and they put on huge events like this. And so it's a wonderful, wonderful charity. Anything would be very much appreciative.
All right, Beverly, we really appreciate you joining us. That's Beverly Smith. Brian, did you have anything else for Beverly before we let her go? Because she's very, very busy.
Beverly, we thank you for being on The Balance this evening, and best of luck this night.
Oh, well, thanks, and we hope your listeners come out. It looks like, fingers crossed and toes crossed, but it looks like the rain is maybe holding out. So everyone, please come out. It's going to be a really fun night.
All righty, Beverly, thank you very much. Beverly Smith for the Caroline Sims celebrity softball tournament out at Victory Field. Tom Marquez is out at Victory Field. Tom is he's got the binoculars out, got the pad ready. Let us know about all the celebrities that happen to show up. And this is going to be the fun thing with the celebrity home run derby. I'm betting there's a few of these guys that I don't know if they set the fences up at softball depth, or many of these guys are going to be trying to see if they can get it out to where the baseball players get.
Right, and here's the thing. I think, unfortunately, I mean, it's going to be a great time where they can get up close and personal with the celebrities. I do know that there's going to be some certain limitations, so not everybody's going to be able, but they are going to be available for autographs. It's pretty loose fitting, pretty relaxed, but I do know that there's certain restrictions that will be available, but certainly they will be available for autographs and whatever. It's going to be a great time, and like we've said, it's a great time for a great cause, and we're waiting on Josh to call us back in, but we as we mentioned earlier, Josh, I mean, Brian, I think we want to go into the NBA Finals now. I know we're in 2 different locations, so I can't see your hand cue.
I'm going
ESP here.
I am in the Palatial Balance Studios, back at the studio tonight. Of course, Tom Marquez is out at Victory Field. We've had Josh Elmore on the line later on. Coming up at the top of the hour, RJ Cunningham with Trackside Review Radio will be on talking about all sorts of things racing. As Beverly mentioned, this really isn't Colts versus Pacers. Of course, the Pacers just coming off their season. Colts, well, we'll be talking about this, I'm sure, throughout the summer. Had a few things. We're going to be talking NBA here in a little bit, but while it's just slipped my mind here and came out to the top of my tongue, Tom, we had, for a brief instance, some life about possibly some progress in the NFL labor negotiations. Mm-hmm. That also seemed to have been squelched as of this morning, that things are kind of back on the back burner. But one of the interesting things, we talk about what's going on here in Indianapolis, Indiana, the 2012 Super Bowl scheduled to be at Lucas Oil Stadium for this season, was the talk of an 8-game regular season. That's something we hadn't really heard anybody talk about until now. Cutting this season directly in half. No details that I saw were given, but you got to pretty much think you're almost going to be dealing solely, you know, teams within your division and maybe one game. We would have to see how that worked out.
Well, yeah, and what you've got to worry about, and I think here's what it's ultimately going to come down to. It's going to come down to the fans, and the fans saying, hey, you know, we work too hard for these expensive tickets as it is, and it's really going to get to a point to where if they don't have a season, you know, and I'm sure you remember this, Brian, back when there's still people who are bitter against baseball. I don't like baseball because of the baseball strike.
Right.
And I can only imagine that this is going to be 100 times worse than that. And like I said, this is just about, you know, the fans being able, they spend hard-earned money for their season tickets. For, you know, some of these fans, they save all year long just to be able to take their family to one football game. And for them to be cheated out of that, ultimately, that's going to come to a head. And I think that that's something that Roger Goodell cannot push under the rug much longer. There has to come to be some agreement. And like we had said, we had thought that maybe they were making some progress, and I was cautiously optimistic, and I even said that here on the show. But I think that it's come to a point where they're for whatever reason, they can't come to an agreement. We don't know what that is exactly because we're not privy to everything that's out there. But I tell you what, ultimately – the people that pay their money is the fans. And if they can't get the fans to the stands, the fans will just stop spending money, Brian.
I tell you what, we've got Josh Elmore back on the line. Josh, how you doing? Back with us here on The Balance?
I'm pretty good.
All righty. We were talking a little bit. We heard some talk. We've heard some talk very optimistically the past few days about some possible headway into the NFL labor negotiations, and then that kind of seemed to go a little bit backwards today, saying, well, we're maybe not as close as we thought we were. But one of the interesting things that finally came up this week was the talk of an 8-game regular season, cutting the regular season in half and going 8 games. Is 8 games better than no games, and is that satisfactory to get a team to represent, go to the playoffs, and go to a Super Bowl?
Well, 8 games is certainly better than no football games. I don't know if it qualifies you to go to the playoffs, but it's certainly better than no football.
So I guess what would be my biggest concern, guys, is if we have a shortened season, how does that affect the playoff situation? I mean, if they play 8 games, That's going to play a big part in who gets into the playoffs. And as far as wild card, how would they structure that, Brian or Josh? Do you guys have an answer on how they might do that?
I almost would have to bet that of the 8 games, you are going to play everybody in your division once. That's going to be a no-brainer. Now, the question is, what do you do after those games? You've got, you know, you look at the AFC South, and then you've only got how many teams in the AFC South? You've got an unbalanced number of teams in other divisions, so that's going to cause a bit of an issue. The wild card, I don't know. If you're talking about having to play everybody in your division once and you've got some unbalanced divisions, who are you going to make up? Are the Colts going to have to play, they still go by strength of schedule from previous season. Are the Colts going to have to go back and play New England and let's say Baltimore, and see if they can get into the wild card via that way.
See, that would be my because you gotta think that strength of schedule. this, how are they going to divide up that season? Are they going to say, okay, well, is it the first eight games, or are we going to subtract some of the to make it fair? I don't know. Josh, what are your thoughts on that?
I'm not sure what to think about that, but I would bet there'd be no football before there'll be an eight-game schedule. Basically, what I think it comes down to is you got team owners and you got some outspoken owners, certainly Jerry Jones and Al Davis among them, who I'm not sure what Al Davis's problem is. I've been told that he refuses to sit down at the negotiating table. I know Jerry Jones isn't happy about some of the signings that he's made, but I don't understand why, you know what we were talking about last week, why owners want the players to bail them out because they're not smart enough not to sign guys to dumb contracts. But as far as the eight-game schedule would go, I would almost guarantee you will not see an eight-game schedule. You might see 12, but you will not see eight.
Yeah,
well,
go
ahead, Brian.
Would be it. I tell you what, we're going to go to a break here, and when we come back, we are going to be talking about the NBA Finals Game 5 tonight in Dallas. It's all knotted up at two games apiece. You are listening to The Balance on Blog Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Hey, Ray fans, Trackside Review, the magazine, is back. Bigger, better, and faster than ever before. If you're a short track fan, if you're an oval track fan, Trackside Review has something for you. If you like to give back to the drivers, if you like to be a part of racing, then Trackside Review is for you. Check out their new online edition, www.tracksidereview.com. www.tracksidereview.com.
Welcome back to The Balance. Brian Scott, Tom Marquis, Josh Elmore with you as we go through another Thursday edition of The Balance for Trackside Review Radio. Takes over at the top of the hour. I want to thank our other sponsors, Midstate Window Cleaning. They offer both commercial and residential window cleaning. Make sure you get your quote today. 317-852-8712. That is 317-852-8712. Make sure you leave a message, because unlike others, they do windows, and they do quite a few of them. So make sure you leave a message to get your quote today. Also brought to you by Bloodhound Underground. They're a subsurface utility consulting firm providing services nationwide. Call them at 888-858-9830. Bloodhound Underground at 888-858-9830. Tom Marquis is out at Victory Field. Josh Elmore is on the line. Brian Scott back at the Palatial Balance Studios as we get ready for Game 5 of the NBA Finals. This series is all knotted up at two games apiece as we bring in Josh Elmore. Josh, Dallas comes away with a big win, and more so than the big win, all we've heard now since the other night was really how much of a non-factor LeBron James was.
Are you there, Josh? I think he went into the listen mode there for a second, but you are absolutely right, Brian. This magic trio of Wade, Bosch, and James have not been able to get the job done. And quite frankly, I want to be the guy that said, "I told you so." I knew that Dallas would be the team that could come out here and really put a challenge to the heat. Now, I think what's going to happen here is what we all know is when it makes a trip back to South Florida, it's really going to heat up down there in Miami. And I think that LeBron James really felt like he's starting to become Wade's little girl, if you know what I mean. So I think that they're about to make a statement, Brian.
Well, and
if I could interrupt real quick.
Okay, yeah, glad to bring Josh Elmore back in. Josh, go ahead.
I totally disagree with LeBron James. Actually, he's the perfect personification of what you would want in a basketball player. 1 hour on ESPN aside, true, he might only scored 8 points the other day, but he had 9 assists. I don't remember Jordan, Kobe, Duncan ever having 9 assists in an NBA Finals game. So as far as on the 8 points go, you got to cut the guy a break. Second of all, Dallas ran their mouth all day yesterday, and I guarantee Deshaun Stevenson's quotes are all over the Miami Heat locker room, and I'm going to go ahead and predict tonight that LeBron might not get 50, but he's going to get really close to 50 points.
And as Josh mentioned, Deshaun Stevenson, for those that didn't hear, he basically said that LeBron had checked out in the fourth quarter of Game 4. Wasn't there offensively, wasn't there defensively. And for many that sat back and watched, some people might agree with that. But LeBron James, it's going to be – are we paying this attention for what happened? We're probably paying more attention to this for what had happened before the season and leading up to this. Is it still all a matter of if the Heat win? And I'm with you, Josh. I don't know if LeBron's going to go for 50. He has already said that this is the biggest game of his life tonight at Dallas for Game 5.
Well, I tell you what, let's not, and I want to play the devil's advocate here a little bit. Let's not forget the missing link with Dallas. I mean, Dirk is getting the job done, and as he played with a temperature of 101 or 102 degrees with a sinus infection and still managed to – I mean, this guy's the real deal out in Dallas, and he's got a real real good team, and he has got the ability to shut down Wade James and Bosch, for that matter. And I just think that he can – they're in Dallas – I think James is going to have to come in and do a lot better of a game than what he has the last two games, or Dirk is just going to make him his little girl.
I certainly Dirk was sick, but at this point in the NBA season, and Dirk Nowitzki's admitted as much, nobody's 100%, nobody's healthy, everybody's beat up, banged up, and tired up, so I don't give him credit for playing sick.
Well, and the whole thing that I'm still with the Miami Heat is – We asked this when this whole deal went down with James Wade and Chris Bosch. How would they complement each other? And at times we have seen all year long and now even into the playoffs, we may not see that they complement. We still have a whole bunch of sitting around waiting to see what's going to happen. Eric Spoelstra has already said coming into Game 5, he is going to try to make more plays that put James in control of the ball. The question I would have is, right now, is that a good way to switch up just to get James his points, or do you still – Wade's been doing it. He, you know, the two losses have been fairly close. Of course, they had the one big loss where Dallas comes way, way back after it really seemed that the Heat were kind of packing it in, and before they know it, they end up on the losing side of that game. So the only game that I thought really, really competitive – was this previous game in Game 4. Is it? Do you really want to switch up that much and say, well, everybody's complaining that James isn't doing this. I better change my offense, make sure he can get his points.
Well, I tell you what, and really here's what it amounts to. Miami has to find a way to regroup tonight, and Dallas has momentum in its favor. So I don't know what does happen now, Josh and Brian. I mean, can the Mavs summon the troops and get their team together? I think they have a real shot, and I know I'm a lone ranger out there, and nobody's talking about this, but I'm going to tell you, I think Dallas has everything inside them to beat Miami tonight. And if that said, this is going to be an exciting finish, and it's going to be a shootout at the very end there, Josh, Brian.
I agree. Dallas certainly has the talent to win tonight. all likelihood they probably will win tonight. It's in Dallas. You can't honestly expect they're going to go back to Miami in game 6 and 7, knowing they have a talent disadvantage, admitting they have a talent disadvantage, and beat Miami in game 6 and 7 in South Beach. They might win tonight, but they're going to get blown out in game 6, even if they do win tonight. And game 7, well,
would
you really
I'd say,
want to predict they're going to go on the road and win in an opposing?
Here's my thing with the Heat, and we saw it during the regular season. When they do play together and it's clicking, they're pretty much unbeatable. They ran through stretches where just nobody could touch them. The question is, can they flip that switch here in game 5? You know, they win here in game 5, that puts them on cruise control. I agree with Josh. You go back to Miami, I think that game 6 there really tilts toward the Heat dramatically, and then, well, we end up probably with the NBA's dream matchup of a game 7 in Miami to see. The bigger question I've got here is, we talked about Nowitzki's legacy coming into these finals and James' legacy coming into these finals, both of them being they couldn't get the job done. Josh, if Miami wins but James does like he's doing, averaging less than 9 points throughout these finals, is his legacy answered yet?
I think his legacy will be he's Dwayne Wade's sidekick, which is fine. At least at the end of the day, you don't play basketball for legacy. You play it for championship rings.
Well, here's the thing. Speaking of legacies, and again, I hate to keep swinging on the certain male parts of the Dallas Mavericks, but here's the thing. I mean, think about Michael Jordan. I know we shouldn't be bringing up the MJ name in this scenario, but think about this. Back in 1997, when the Bulls went against the Jazz in the playoffs, and Michael Jordan wasn't feeling the best either, and you know he came through the end. I just think that everybody is outruling Dallas, which is a perfect position for Dallas. They are completely okay with coming in underneath the radar, and Dirk is the real deal, and if anybody can get it done down there in Dallas, it will happen. Now, I think that they can win tonight, and you're right, it'll set up a game 6, but here's the thing. What if, on pure momentum and pure inability for Miami to put it together, what happens when Dallas goes down there and wins game 6?
Well, this is now turned the easiest thing for me to look at. This is now a best of 3. And it's a best of 3 with one game in Dallas and 2 games in Miami. And even though both teams have shown they can win on the other's home court, I'm kind of with Josh on this. I think a game 6, I don't know whatever happens tonight. If Dallas goes, and the only way they get momentum is if it's not, in my opinion, it is not from winning by 15 points, 20 points, some type of blowout. It's the gut-wrencher where you win at the last second, and you just rip the heart where you know you've played your best ball and you didn't get the job done. That, to me, is where momentum shifts more than Dallas going out, blowing out Miami by 20, because Miami just goes back and goes, we didn't play good that night. We'll come back the next day. When you have your heart wrenched on a last second shot, you know, something at the buzzer to where you feel like you've played your best game, to me, that's a momentum changer. But as Josh said, this now, or as he would say, this is a best of 3. One game in Dallas tonight, 2 games in Miami, and I really like the Heat's chances with 2 in Miami.
Yeah, I would have to agree. Dallas might win tonight, but that's going to be about the end of it. And by the way, Tom, I told you before the series started, Miami would win in 6. And I still believe that. And it certainly didn't help any for Dallas to basically mock LeBron James. That's like, using another sport for example, that's like Harry Wood mocking Albert Pujols the day before a big game. You don't wake up a sleeping giant. You tend to want to let the sleeping giant sleep.
Yeah, but Kerry Wood can stick a fastball in Pujols' ears, and Pujols won't. You're listening to The Bounds on Blog Talk Radio. We've got Tom Marquez out at Victory Field. We have Mr. Josh Elmore on the line. When we come back, we are going to have, hopefully, a very, very special guest as we await the call of Mr. Jeff Porter from IgniteTheSpirit.org. He's going to talk about a very special fundraising event they had. We'll tell you about it after this. You're listening to The Balance on Blog Talk Radio.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions, work with them today.
Hey, race fans, Trackside Review, the magazine, is back. Bigger, better, and faster than ever before. If you're a short track fan, if you're an oval track fan, Trackside Review has something for you. If you like to give back to the drivers, if you like to be a part of racing, then Trackside Review is for you. Check out their new online edition, www.tracksidereview.com. www.tracksidereview.com.
Fascinating Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated, 317-247-8088.
Welcome back to The Balance on Blog Talk Radio, nationwide, coast to coast, and around the world on, as we said, blogtalkradio.com. Alongside Tom Marquis, I am Brian Scott. I want to thank our other sponsors of The Balance, Midstay Window Cleaning. They offer both commercial and residential window cleaning. Make sure you get your quote today. Give them a call at 317-852-8712. That's 317-852-8712. Make sure you leave a message, because unlike others, they do windows, and they do quite a few of them. So make sure you leave a message. Also brought to you by Bloodhound Underground at 888-858-9830. Bloodhound Underground is a subsurface utility consulting firm providing services nationwide. Call them at 888-858-9830. Again, Tom Marquis out at Victory Field. Brian Scott at the Palatial Balance Studios. And on the line with us with IgniteTheSpirit.org, we bring in Mr. Jeff Porter. And Jeff, so glad to have you on Balance. And you've just come off of a very, very special charity bike run. Why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, first of all, it was thought about a few years ago when we got contacted by Matt Schuller, whose son passed away from pediatric cancer. So we put together a bike ride called Meet Me in Louis, which is 419 miles from the city of Chicago to the great city of St. Louis. We went through the great state of Indiana. Our first stop was in Remington, Indiana, where we were met by the local sheriff chief and the fire chief came out and were real nice to us. First day was a little tough, 95 degrees, 50-mile-an-hour winds, but we made it through after 12 hours. Our goal was to raise $100,000 in 5 days. We did it. A couple IV bags along the way, emergency room trips, but we did it. It was tough. Speedway was Indiana was one of our better stops with Chief Mark Watson. They let us ride the famous track. It was a great experience for all the riders, and especially Matt Schuller, whose son Hank loved racing, loved the Cubs, loved the Cardinals, baseball, football. So he sprinkled a little bit of his hair on the track and bent down and kissed the bricks. So
well, That's fantastic, Jeff. This is Tom. I'm so glad that you could join us. And actually, that's where I got a chance to meet you was that when you were here in Indianapolis and at the Speedway. And what a fantastic job that's doing. And I myself am a diehard Cardinal fan. So it was fantastic to see that that's where you guys were headed. And what a great bike ride it was. And I got a chance to meet the other bikers and the other firefighters that were here in town. And what a great time that is. And I tell you what, I get tired driving 21 miles. How many miles was that total there, Jeff?
419 total. The first day was supposed to be only 92 miles out of city of Chicago to Remington, but it actually worked out to be 110. We had to reroute a little bit because of the winds. You know, the open fields of Indiana are tough when the winds are blowing.
Yes.
You know, so, and when it's in your face, these guys, and most of them are not trained bike riders. You know, half our group out of 25 could handle it easily. The other 12, we had to do eye bags and ice bags. And at these stops, it was funny because you see these big guys in shape with an IV bag or a set of ice resting on the family jewels and on their head. And we took a lot of pictures. It was fun. But then we came from Remington another 92 miles into the speedway, you know, and most of us, 24 of us made it there. One guy, Pat, he cramped up too bad. We felt so bad for him because that's what he wanted to do for his kid, but we had to give him two IV bags to help him out. But he got to at least be on the track inside a truck with the IV bag.
There's nothing better, though, than to be riding with a bunch of emergency responders that know how to take care of all that, right?
Yeah, and I tell you, Speedway was great. You know, they allowed us to use some of their medical equipment to help our guys recover, and that's where one of our guys had to go to the ER. We couldn't do any more for him. So 3 hours in the ER, and he was back to us. The chief brought him back, and what a great guy he was, Mark Watson.
One thing I do want to point out, Jeff, you guys are all Chicago firefighters, and that's no joke in the city of Chicago. And this isn't the only charity thing that you guys do. Can you tell us, I know you've got a big charity run coming up here in July. Can you tell us about some of the other fundraising events that the Chicago firefighters do?
Yeah, we started out after 9/11 with doing a men's calendar. We found out New York had their own charity and says, hey, why can't we? So we put together a men's calendar just to get us some publicity. It turned out great because the city didn't give us approval the first year. So Rich Pinsky, my uncle the chief, myself, and my chief, Rich Fitchin, he goes, hey, you know what, guys? Why don't you shoot all the photos out of your firehouses? If we get in trouble, we get suspended, hey, so what? We'll make the papers. It'll be a great laugh. So first year, six out of mine, six out of him. We put together our calendar. They loved it. The city absolutely loved it. From then on, they give us pretty much whatever we want. So we put together that charity after 9/11, the men's calendar. We have a huge party at the Cubby Bear North right across from Wrigley Field, and then we have another huge party at 115 Bourbon Street for the Southsiders. And then we do ladies' night throughout the downtown area just to promote it. Wind up getting on news channels. That brings in people to our two events at the Cubs rooftops. People love the Cubs rooftop, especially when the Cardinals are in town. I think we're going to try to do it on August 24th. And then, like you said, our big charity run, we get about 3,000 to 5,000 runners at Soldiers Field, Bears Park, right along the lakeside of the stadium. And we do a legitimate 5K time run, but then we also do a family run and a 1K walk for the people that can't really run. And it's just a great. Plus, we got our charity golf outing. If you guys are any golfers, we do in just outside Lake Geneva at Hawksview. We sell that out every year, 200 golfers.
We are talking with Jeff Porter from IgniteTheSpirit.org. And, Jeff, as you are explaining to us, this is not just a once-a-year bike race and a once-a-year run. It's an all-year thing. Tell people how they can get in contact with you and how they can also make donations.
Well, we revamped our website, IgniteTheSpirit.org. You go there, you can click on Facebook, Twitter, and donate right online. Everything's 100% tax deductible. And we do a charity ball every year. If anybody's interested, they come to the great city of Chicago. We'd be more than happy to welcome you in. Contact us through the website and get a hold of me or Rich Pinsky through the website. We'd be more than happy to bring you around the city or to one of our events. So it's pretty simple. Just IgniteTheSpirit.org. And for next year, we're going to do a cross-country bike ride. So we're going to try to raise $500,000 in 12 days, going from L.A. through Chicago to New York. Finish up in New York and wind up selling donating the bike for charity.
That's fantastic. Jeff, we wish you all the best. A fantastic cause, fantastic story. IgniteTheSpirit.org is the website. Make sure you go there, check it out, and you can make a donation. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us on The Balance today.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
Hopefully we see you guys again.
All right.
Come on up. Take care.
Bye-bye. All righty. Bye-bye.
That was Jeff Porter with IgniteTheSpirit.org, a very nice website. As a charity bike ride went from Chicago to Louisville. And as they said, they got their goal, $100,000, a very fantastic foundation. As well as we talked to Tom Marquez out at Victory Field for another fantastic charity event. He is out there for the Caroline Sims Charity Softball game. Gates are about ready to open in about 6 minutes, or actually the gates are probably open. It's the Home Run Derby that's coming up in about 6 minutes.
That's right. It's a great night. Just to grab the family. Come on out here to the ballpark, Victory Field, downtown Indianapolis. I mean, if you're looking for some great family fun at an affordable price, at the same time you want to support a local wish-granting group, this is the place to be. As we talked with Beverly earlier on what is going on tonight here at Victory Field, we don't know what celebrities are going to pop up, but I'm going to be here and I'm going to be ready, and we'll see what kind of course we'll have the pictures posted on www.thebalanceonline.com. I do want to point out one thing on the website. We do have a brand new look for the website, so you check that out, www.thebalanceonline.com. We'll have all the pictures from tonight, and as well as any sound bites I might be able to get, Mr. Brian Scott.
Well, yes, we'll be waiting for that. I'm sure they'll be sitting there on the red carpet as all the athletes come in. As Beverly Smith, who was on earlier, one of the organizers of this event, mentioned, it's not quite Pacers versus Colts. You have Roy Hibbert of the Indiana Pacers. It's in there. Robert Mathis of the Indianapolis Colts. Those are two of the main guys that were involved in helping get this thing off of the ground. They will be on opposite teams, so a little bit of football versus basketball. I'm sure they're probably going to have a few media people in there that, you know, well, you know, if this is one of those things where, you know, you pick first, then you pick. I mean, which one of the sports guys the last guy? You know, that say, you will take you.
It'd be interesting to find out. I know. I think Josh, are you still on the line with us? No, oh, I thought Josh was. Okay. Well, anyway, we're still waiting on R.J. Cunningham to call in, and I know Brian, you've got the official break clock, so you just let me know when we've got to drop out here. But it is a great time to come on out here to Victory Field. We don't know what celebrities are going to be here, but I will tell you one thing. Last year, it was a pretty big guy that came out here, a little guy by the name of Peyton Manning. Maybe you've heard of him. Came out, and it was just a frenzy. Actually, I was told by Brian Bosma that. Actually, the attendance just increased greatly by him showing up and people using Twitter and the different social media outlets. So it's an exciting time. Come on out. You don't know who you're going to see. If nothing else, you'll see me, Brian. I mean, that's pretty big there, don't you think?
Tom Marquez is out at Victory Field. Josh Elmore's online. We want to quickly mention again where you can go. The Caroline Sims charity softball event is tonight. We also want to make sure everybody is aware of ignitethespirit.org, as we had Mr. Jeff Porter on. Two very, very fine charities. Again, tonight's charity softball event for the Indiana Children's Make-A-Wish Fund. There's some of the best people out there making sure some children get to see some smiles on their faces. And it's a big night for them tonight. It's also, we mentioned Game 5 for the NBA. I don't know if anybody's noticed. I think there's this thing they do on ice with a puck and a stick. That also happens to be tied up 2 games apiece. Josh, you big follower of hockey?
Actually, I love the Stanley Cup Finals. It's been a great matchup so far between the Vancouver Canucks and the Boston Bruins. Vancouver won the first 2 games of Vancouver. Boston went 2-0 with two big, I guess you would call them, blowout wins on the ice in Boston. Game 5, get ready to go back to Vancouver tomorrow night. Should be an exciting game. It's been a hard fought.
We also just heard that Winnipeg's going to be getting a team back. The Atlanta Thrashers have been sold, and they will be moving to Winnipeg.
Yes, and they will be playing in the NHL Eastern Conference, which is a conference that includes two of the brightest young stars in the NHL, and Sidney Crosby and Alex Ovechkin of Washington. So definitely, if you're not doing anything tomorrow night, tune in and watch Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Also, I wanted to plug for the Indians. Saturday night from 5:45 to 6:30 at Victory Field, you can get an autograph from any one of your favorite Indianapolis Indians players, as it is autograph night at Victory Field.
Yeah, they'll be having the Gwinnett Braves will be showing up on Saturday. As the Indians will wrap up this 4-game series with Buffalo tomorrow night. And then they will start a four-game series with the Gwinnett Braves on Saturday. And as Josh mentions, it's autograph night. All the Indians players will be there. It's a great time. Bring your kids. Make sure you get an autograph from your favorite Indians player. We are going to take a break, and when we come back, it is going to be Mr. R.J. Cunningham, and it is time for Trackside Review Radio. Don't you dare go away. You've been listening to The Balance on Blog Talk Radio.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Hey, race fans, Trackside Review, the magazine, is back. Bigger, better, and faster than ever before. If you're a short track fan, if you're an oval track fan, Trackside Review has something for you. If you like to give back to the drivers, if you like to be a part of racing, then Trackside Review is for you. Check out their new online edition, www.tracksidereview.com. www.tracksidereview.com.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
It is time to start with Trackside Review Radio on blogtalkradio.com. It's also brought to you by Mid-State Window Cleaning. Offers both commercial and residential window cleaning. Make sure you get your quote today at 317-852-8712. That's 317-852-8712. Make sure you leave a message, because unlike others, they do windows. They do quite a few of them, so make sure you leave a message. They'll get back to you as soon as possible. Also brought to you by Microtel Inn and Suites, where racing stays while in Indianapolis. They're located at 5815 Rockville Road in Indianapolis. That's 5815 Rockville Road. Make your reservations by calling 317-247-9703. And also brought to you by Bloodhound Underground at 888-858-9830. They're a subsurface utility consulting firm providing services nationwide. And we bring in the host and dead dog tired from moving for 4 days, and then Mr. R.J. Cunningham. R.J., how are you doing today?
I'm good, other than I've had a two-day migraine, I think. It's just never ending. I did get to watch the Dream last night, or the NASCAR Dream deal. I bought the HBO package and watched that, and that was pretty fun to watch and try to catch up on some of the internet work, too.
Hey, R.J., I want to know, because there's probably other people that want to know, too. You watch Prelude to a Dream. I did not know what that movie was. You scolded me. You threw me underneath the bus, basically called me everything but a female dog, because I didn't know what that movie was. So I'm a veteran to say that there might be some other listeners out there that did not know what Prelude to a Dream was. So can you explain to us what dream movie that you watched, so that we know that it was a good, clean, wholesome family movie?
Right. Okay. Now here's the deal. Eldora has two big races during the year in dirt late model racing. One of them is Prelude to the Dream and the Dream. The Dream is in the spring. It's a $100,000 to win dirt late model race. There is usually well over 200 cars that try to make this race. And then in the fall, they have the World 100. Actually, that's not really the fall. That's later in the year. But that race, at one time, was $1 million to win race. And there's usually well over 200 cars, closer to 300 cars, at that event, also do a late model. Prelude to the Dream is the NASCAR buddies that put together a Children's Hospital Network of four different children's hospitals, and they, I believe, vary from year to year. And each one of these drivers use that as part of their civic duty to raise funding for those particular children's hospitals. So they have all kinds of events, and the crowd was just huge. I would venture to say well over 125,000. Looked like the suites were just totally packed. All the lights were on. Daryl Waltrip is part of the officiating crew. It's basically the same crew that does the Fox broadcast on NASCAR. They do the Prelude to the Dream. And once a year they get Daryl Waltrip out there and something he's never driven before. And, you know, he doesn't drive fast anymore, but they tease him, you know, try to get him to go fast. So, you know, and it's just a great event. It's an event I've been to in the last 7 years. I've been personally to three of those seven, and I've watched it now twice on HBO. And it's worth the $25. It's just a nice, relaxing evening of watching racing.
We have John Markle is out at Victory Field. Josh Elmore is on the line, and we have the host of Trackside Review Radio, Mr. R.J. Cunningham. And did you get to take a half second to see any racing this weekend, or was it just, you know, after picking up refrigerators and sofas, it was just too much?
I was pretty much done moving all weekend, and really, I'm just now, I don't even have cable yet. It's going to be hooked up tomorrow between 1 and 5, where I get a $20 credit. but anyway, you know, so I haven't been going to the races at all. And so, you know, even this weekend, Friday's probably out, because I usually like to get started about 4 or 3 in the afternoon. So if cable gets here fast enough, then I'll head out to Gas City probably. But, you know, I keep posting the information on the website. Tom keeps putting his stuff on the website. And Statman Steve is still bugging me every other minute on what events to go to, and wants me to get credentials. And that's where we had some assistance to do that for us, and now we don't. Now, this next week, it's going to be even heavier, because we've got to get out and start hustling, because Milwaukee's next weekend.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Josh.
If I could, I was just going to say, RJ, I don't know what you've got planned for Sunday, but if you're not busy and you need to go out to Lucas Oil Raceway Park, is Matt Kenseth's son, Dave Blaney's son, and a whole bunch of other NASCAR sons are in town. They're calling it the NASCAR Sun Day at Lucas Oil Raceway, something like that. There's like 6 or 7 different series going to be out at Lucas Oil Raceway Park on Sunday running modifieds.
Yeah, now that is the CRA modifieds. That's a big event. That will be multiple divisions of racing, and it's been posted on the website, which you've seen too. But yeah, I was planning on going there on Sunday, and then Saturday I was going to go over to the Dream, but I don't have the credentials, because I haven't even had the computer to be able to get the credentials. And you know, I could probably go ahead and go anyway, and I might, because that is a photographer's dream. I mean, the cars that the dirt late model guys have are they're works of art. So, you know, you can get them good photography going on there, and save them for posterity. Because in the wintertime, I would like to do some other projects with some of the photos that we do during the course of this year. And I also have photographers that are coming out of the woodwork now that we're starting to progress, and they want to get more involved. So, you know, I need to be out and about. But I just, you know, this house is immaculate. It's nice, and it's going to stay that way. And so I just...
Well, as we were mentioning, and as Josh said, this is going to be it's called the Circle City Classic. It will be this Sunday at Lucas Oil Raceway. Over 100 cars are expected for this event, and as Josh said, Ross Kenseth, son of Matt Kenseth, will be there, returning to defend his title in the Seal Wrap 100 presented by McGonigal Engine Performance. The CRA Super Series race, they also scheduled for the late afternoon the Sullivan RV Late Model Sportsman Series presented by Dave's All-America Pizza and Eatery 40, and the Edco Welding Street Stocks presented by Definitive Auto Sales 40, as well as the Voriz Welding and Steel FWD Compacts 20. The pit gates will open at 8 a.m. on Sunday. Practice begins at 10:30, qualifying at 12:30, and racing at 2:30. Adult tickets are $16. Students 7 to 16 are $8, and kids 6 and under are free. You can go to www.craracing.net. I'm sure you can also check out the website at Lucas Oil Raceway. Big set of racing here this Sunday for the CRA, the Circle City Classic this Sunday. We've got that going on. What else have we got going on, Mr. Cunningham?
Well, like I say, we've got the Dream going on, which will be Saturday at Eldora. And so that now they have qualifying races there on Friday night also. So, you know, they've got 200 cars to get down to 20-some cars. So, you know, they'll qualify, and then they'll have heat races and so on Friday. And usually those races will go on into 2 and 3 and 4 in the morning, believe it or not. That's how many races are going on. But getting back to the CRA series, I got to tell you something funny. The Dave's Pizza, in 2001, I met the gentleman that owns Dave's Pizza, who's also a graduate of Butler University, which just so happened to be where my son was going at the time. And he said, you know, him and his son had the pizza places going pretty well, and they were pretty happy, but they needed some sort of activity, and they didn't want to go boating. They wanted to do something else. And I said, well, you ought to try racing. And they said, well, what's it take? I said, there's hundreds of racers out there that will help you. What you have to do is go in the pit area first. You've got to hook up. And, Josh, you're listening. You've seen this because you've seen the racers actually help you. You go up to them and you ask them a question and say, I think I might want to drive a race car. What do I have to do? And each one of these teams, you'll develop a relationship with each one of these guys, and you decide whether or not you want the kind of racing that you could kill yourself in, or you decide you want the kind of racing where you could just have a great hobby. And then you have another, let's say your son is very young and he might want a career in racing, then you just move up the ladder slowly but surely. And this gentleman started racing on dirt with him and his son out at Putnam Park, and now they've progressed into the CRA series, which is now a pavement series. So it's fun. It's fascinating to me to know that I was a small reason that they, chose racing as a hobby.
Well, one of the things, RJ, that I do want to point out is that you and I are going to be making a road trip together. Hopefully we will not kill each other in the process. But I know I'm excited about heading up to Milwaukee. And one of the things that I want to talk about to our listeners that Trackside Review has taken on a project. We are following young rookie driver David Ostella from Canada with Jensen Motorsports. And I was talking with one of their mechanics on Sunday, and he was telling me that they Jensen Motorsports totally destroyed a car up there testing up there in Milwaukee. I do not believe it was David's car. I believe it was the other car that they have up there, the other driver. They have two drivers up there. But you and I are following David Ostella around, and I'll be up at the Iowa race. I don't think you're going to make that one. And I think we also have plans to go down to Kentucky with the Indy Lights series. And what an exciting series that is. And to watch young David Ostella, who's really proven himself to be a very, very good driver. And it's a good opportunity for us and for Trackside Review, the magazine, as well, because chances are either next year or the following year, we're going to see him right up there again at the Indianapolis 500, only in a different car, RJ.
Yeah, I really look forward to his talents. He really, at the Indy Lights program at Indianapolis, I mean, he took the bull by the horns, and if it wasn't, well, the tire change that they had probably saved his life, because a lot of the right rear tires were going bad, and Mike made a good call in changing the tire. That yellow probably kept him from getting a top three or top four position, if not even a win. And he had the fastest time in practice, and it was a very limited practice. And I'm really looking forward to Milwaukee. That's one of the very few tracks that I haven't been to. I've been to Elkhart, Wisconsin, near Milwaukee, but I've not been at that particular track, so I'm really, really looking forward to it. And
And RJ, you and I are sharing a suite up in Milwaukee. So I just want to tell you that the alcohol in the refrigerator isn't free.
Oh. Well, if it's not free, I mean, what good is my assistant? No. Actually, believe it or not, I've had this migraine for the last 2 days because I'm trying to get myself off of caffeine. I'm trying to drink less coffee and no soft drinks. And I'm telling you what, it's a chore. Maybe I should be drinking more beer. I don't know. But, I'm just trying to keep from, you know, caffeinating myself to its early grave. When you drink two liters a day of diet soft drinks, I think that's a bit excessive. So
that's time for a pit stop, and it's good time for a pit stop for us as well. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, you can see it right there on TracksideReview.com. Is Danica going to the Nationwide Series? We're going to talk about that when we go back. You're listening to Trackside Review Radio on BlogTalkRadio.com.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Fast Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Hey, race fans, Trackside Review, the magazine, is back. Bigger, better, and faster than ever before. If you're a short fan, if you're an oval track fan, Trackside Review has something for you. If you like to give back to the drivers, if you like to be a part of racing, then Trackside Review is for you. Check out their new online edition, www.tracksidereview.com. www.tracksidereview.com.
Welcome back to Trackside Review Radio. We want to thank our sponsors, Mid-State Window Cleaning. They offer both commercial and residential window cleaning. Make sure you give them a call and get your quote today at 317-852-8712. That's 317-852-8712. Make sure you leave a message, because they do windows, and they do quite a few of them, so make sure you leave that message. Also brought to you by Microtel Inn and Suites, where racing stays while in Indianapolis. They are located at 5815 Rockville Road in Indianapolis. You can make your reservations by calling 317-247-9703. That's 317-247-9703. And also brought to you by Bloodhound Underground. Bloodhound Underground is a subsurface utility consulting firm providing services nationwide. You can reach them at 888-858-9830. That's 888-858-9830. Tom Marquez is out at Victory Field. Josh Elmore is on the line, and the host of Trackside Review Radio, Mr. R.J. Cunningham, is on the line as well. R.J., on the front of TracksideReview.com, we talk about Danica Patrick. She's making she kind of was waffling and left a few conflicting stories coming out of Indianapolis about her plans on coming back to the Brickyard for the Indianapolis 500. But on the front page, it's talking about making the jump full-time to the Nationwide Series.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time before an announcement's made in that area. It's just a matter of which team. I mean, she's got negotiating power because she's got money. She's got backing from multiple sources, and I think she may have a couple of new irons in the fire too. So, it's just a matter of which team is going to command the most money for her.
Right, and RJ, and Brian alluded to on the front page of Trackside Review, the magazine, I put on there Bob Parsons, the CEO of Patrick's longtime sponsor, GoDaddy.com, basically says, and he's telling everybody this, he expects to be in NASCAR next year, and that he doesn't expect to be back in Indianapolis, at least in a IndyCar. That's what he's telling people, RJ.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, the bottom line is there's more females in the IRL now, and there might even be better females in the IRL. And GoDaddy seems to be making more money through the NASCAR ranks. And as I've said many, 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 many times, when you compete against a team or a series that runs double the amount of races that you do, you're obviously going to be able to get more exposure for that sponsor. So that's why so many sponsors are going to NASCAR.
Well, my biggest question with Danica would be quite simply this. Danica, can you win in the NASCAR level? More races? More opportunities? Or is this just an avenue? I mean, no mistake, Danica certainly has branded herself very well. And she has made a ton of money doing what she does very well, and that's brand her body. Let's call it what it is. She's a good driver. She's a very talented driver. But does she have what it takes to win in the NASCAR circuit, RJ?
I believe she does. There's no doubt. I think they're going to use her for like a bumper pool for a little while just to make her prove a point. But I believe she's got every bit of talent as anybody out there on the racing circuit. I don't – for that matter, I think the three women that are on – that are racing right now, maybe Pippa Mann needs more experience, but – all four of them have exorbitant amounts of talent. And, you know, I really – and there's even more that are coming up the ranks. And, you know, I don't think the men barrier has anything to do with it anymore. Now, it would be different if they didn't have power steering and they had, you know, a man handle the cars like they did back in, you know, the 50s and 60s. But now it's all the feel. You've got, you know – they can feel those hangnails just as easily as they can feel the steering wheel.
We have Josh Elmore also on the line. And, Josh, it's been a big thing. We saw it at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Danica was talked about. It came up just about every chance that somebody could get to ask that question. Is it a good move?
Yes, I think it's a great move for Danica. She's led in several races this year. She can run with NASCAR. And, RJ, if you don't mind, I have several racing stories I'd like to go ahead and break real quick.
It's all yours, buddy.
Steve Park is returning to NASCAR with Tommy Baldwin Racing in the number 35 car. starting July 2nd, Jeffrey Bodine and Steve Park are going to share that ride for the rest of the year. Casey Kane is signed a sponsor for the number 5 car next year. Farmers Insurance is going to be driving it. Sam Schmidt Motorsports, who recently lost their engineer to Andretti Autosport in the next couple of weeks, is going to announce that Catherine Legay is going to be the fifth regular female driver in IndyCar. Pippa Mann and Anna Beatrice are on their way. And it also looks as if Sam Hornish Jr. may be returning to Sprint Cup full-time with Front Row Racing.
Interesting. Well, I personally feel, I thought that Sam Hornish would come back to the IndyCar series, and I still personally feel that by the end of the year that might happen. This Front Row Motorsports might handle it till the end of the year, but I believe he'll come back under a different banner, a different team, maybe an all-new team in the Izod IndyCar Series for next year. Now, that's just my personal opinion, you know, but I believe that where Danica goes, Sam will exit.
and here's the thing. I don't want to beat a dead horse about Danica, but I mean, really, what is it about Danica, other than a beautiful young lady, what is it about Danica that makes, because to me, she's not proven that she can really do much of anything but just create a lot of distraction in whatever series that she's in. What makes her so marketable, RJ?
Well, I totally disagree with you. That's number one. Number one, she finishes in the top 10. She started in the back of the pack. Now, sure, she followed Tony Kanaan up there. But, I mean, you know, she finishes in the top 10. She's with Andretti Motorsports, Tony Kanaan and the other team, they didn't like sharing things with her. And she still was able to move up the ladder. I don't personally hold any ill feelings toward her at all. As a matter of fact, I've totally changed my tune over the last 4 years watching her. In the beginning, I probably felt kind of the way you do. But right now, I think she's just as top dog as any of them that are out there.
Well, and you know, that's something that Tony Stewart says as well, and he thinks that she's going to do well here in NASCAR. Now, speaking of NASCAR, you know, we haven't talked about NASCAR too much here recently just because of the Indy 500 and everything going on, but there is a lot of NASCAR news going on, obviously the Truck Series and so forth, and Pocono is coming up, and that's a good track for Tony Stewart, is it not, RJ?
Yeah, it normally is, but you know, they also had a change in their ranks too. They let one of their all-time, you know, long-time people go. And $2 bill, Josh, that's your job. Let us know who that was. No, actually, I would be doing that some if I, you know, wasn't so busy trying to get everything together here so we can actually have an office and do things the right way. But, yeah, it you know, there's been musical chairs. Now, you know, we talked briefly about the Andretti Autosports getting the chief mechanic or the engineer. Now, that's huge. That is absolutely top dog huge for Andretti Motorsports. They've been lacking in that department. So somebody's paid some big bucks to get that done. So it's going to be kind of interesting to see what comes to creation there. But,
well, you talked a little bit about the big truck thing. We also had the big blow-up last week where Richard Childress actually got into it with Kyle Busch. They actually, you know, NASCAR says, hey, no problem with Kyle Busch, but Childress gets fined.
Yeah, well, I think that's just hogwash. You know, there's multiple people out there that would like to plant him a couple of times, but you know, it's I don't know. You can play bumper cars, you know, but eventually it's gonna wear on people. But I gotta admit, even Kyle Busch did a good job last night. Prelude to the Dream, finishing fourth. Man, he was taking lines that nobody else was taking and moving up. So,
hey, RJ, you mentioned the Bushes. Here's the thing, and let's just call it what it is. They have a tendency to cause or be involved in their share of wrecks. What happens when that happens with Danica and she gets out of the car, she takes off her gloves and starts coming at one of the Bush boys? They're going to back down to a girl, aren't they?
If I could go ahead and interrupt real quick, RJ. Now, maybe Danica's first 2 years in IndyCar, that was her reputation. The last 3 or 4 years, she's kind of mellowed down a little bit. And as far as the Kyle Busch thing goes, Kyle Busch has had it coming for quite a while. I just wish it would have been somebody like Kevin Harvick or Tony Stewart getting his hands on him instead of Ralph's children.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got to let the old grandpa handle it, you know. And Childress comes from old school racing, and, you know, they used to settle it in the bars after the event. You know, they didn't necessarily settle it on the track. And, you know, the bottom line is if you tear up enough equipment for every other team, then they're going to have some problems, and they're going to find a way to get you back. And, you know, in local short track racing, what happens is you get banned from track after track after track, and you got to go to another state. And I've known a couple drivers that have had to do that. So, go ahead.
No, but I was just going to say again, what happens when Danica gets out of the car, all heated, and everybody's going to back down to a girl. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. She's using her girl parts to her advantage. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
Are you telling me that somebody won't punch her out? Is that what you're saying?
I'm trying to say nobody's going to hit a girl. Nobody in NASCAR is going to hit a girl. Brian,
well,
what do you
they
think?
May not. They may not hit her. Go ahead. Somebody else take this.
They may not hit her.
I don't know if it's going to be, and anybody's going to get into a physical, because that is going to be watched. I mean, that's just it. The whole question is going to be, is Danica going to have the cojones herself to go looking for somebody just coming into a new series such as NASCAR? In IndyCar, you don't really have that type of on-track retribution that you could have in NASCAR, to where she may go and spout her mouth off on something. She could also find herself up in the wall in turn three, the very next race. And she's already kind of complained a little bit the past few years running some of these nationwide races, saying, hey, guys are trying to take me out. Well, they're all trying to see, you know, how are you going to react? And it's within any kind of sport. You get a new the new hot young thing coming in, whether it's a male, female, doesn't really matter. The experienced vets are going to take their shot. They're going to see what happened. How do you react? Do you back down? Do you put the pedal to the metal? Do you come right back, tag them into the rear, and keep on racing? We're going to find out. We're going to find out, though, after this pit stop right here. You're listening to Trackside Review Radio on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be back with more NASCAR right after this. Stay tuned.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions, work with them today.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Hey, race fans, Trackside Review, the magazine, is back. Bigger, better, and faster than ever before. If you're a short track fan, if you're an oval track fan, Trackside Review has something for you. If you like to give back to the drivers, if you like to be a part of racing, then Trackside Review is for you. Check out their new online edition, www.tracksidereview.com. www.tracksidereview.com.
Welcome back to Trackside Review Radio on blogtalkradio.com. Trackside Review is also brought to you by Midstate Window Cleaning. They offer both commercial and residential window cleaning. Get your quote today at 317-852-8712. Make sure you leave a message because they do windows, and they do quite a few of them. That's 317-852-8712. Also brought to you by Microtel Inn & Suites, where racing stays while in Indianapolis at 5815 Rockville Road. Give them a call or make a reservation at 317-247-9703. Also brought to you by Bloodhound Underground. Bloodhound Underground is a subsurface utility consulting firm providing services nationwide. You can reach them at 888-858-9830. Along with Tom Marquez, Josh Elmore, the owner, editor-in-chief of Trackside Review, the magazine, TracksideReview.com. Mr. R.J. Cunningham had a big race out in Kansas. Brad Keselowski somehow manages to find a few drops of fuel to milk that one to the win, even though Denny Hamlin had a pretty strong car all day long.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you what. I'm sick of fuel races. I'm sick of them. If they're going to do that, let's just make them all electric cars and see how much battery power they got instead. Maybe put some of those things, you know, like when you have bicycles and you put the little flappers on your car tires or your bicycle tires. Let's do that with electric cars and be done with it. You know, I despise fuel races because they can't race. So that's just me. So anybody else can voice their opinion.
One thing I do want to say, Josh, you just told me that you have some IndyCar news involving Hillebrand. What is that real quickly?
There's a report, and Brian Barnhart has promised to investigate that J.R. Hildebrand and Panther Racing knowingly used an illegal fuel cell in their car in the Indy 500. Barnhart said he will review it, and if it is so, there will be severe and harsh repercussions.
Wow, I had not heard that. That's pretty big news. And I thought that went right along with what we were just kind of talking about there, RJ. So I wanted to make sure we got that in because it is just now breaking pretty all over the news sources now. But so what are your thoughts on that, RJ and Brian?
Well, I myself think that that's always happened for years and years and years and years and years. From hidden quick cables and hidden cords, and certain gentlemen used to always say, it ain't cheating until you get caught. And, you know, the rules are meant to be – we used to study the rules in the Dirt Late Model series from forwards, backwards, read it backwards, read it upside down, take it apart page by page, and find a fine line that is not, you know, there. From soaking tires to not soaking tires to Skyping tires to any number of things to make your car go faster. Believe me, it happens at every level, and it doesn't surprise me, not one little bit.
But this goes back to just what you were saying, RJ, that all racing, it doesn't matter if it's a NASCAR Nationwide, IZOD, anytime you are dealing with distance racing, in a sense, is always going to come down to fuel, and that's where whether you can somehow, as Keselowski, somehow managed to get a few extra drops and milk that machine around to get the win in Kansas to you've got drivers now, you know, I don't know what kind of an illegal fuel cell if you're talking about. It's got a few little catch pockets on the outside to just carry a little bit more. In the end, for J.R. Hildebrand, didn't really matter much when you tagged the wall coming out of four. But it's pretty much what distance racing has been about. It's been about fuel and whatever you can do to get that, just that, make that one extra, or make that one stop to where you can go two more laps more than everybody else can.
Right. And I like to say, that is very, very big news, and that kind of keeps the yellow issue out of the thing. But, you know, I don't know. You know, the fuel cells, I thought, were all by the same manufacturer. So that part of it really kind of does make me wonder how that could happen.
RJ, I'll ask that. Wouldn't that be a fuel cell? Wouldn't that be supplied by IZOD? So unless they go back and make some type of physical change to it later.
Well, they could. There's no reason they couldn't, I guess. You know, that's the one thing you don't have an issue with the sprint cars and Silver Crown cars and stuff, other than the fuel itself to make sure it's legal fuel. But, you know, the bladders, I mean, you know, they can change those around all the time. But I was under a certain – I thought it was a spec series, and you had to have a spec bladder, spec, you know, this, spec that. And I don't know. That's kind of interesting. That's interesting news. It's going to be interesting to have Josh follow up on that.
Here's what they released so far. A mystery team owner and driver claim they have proof and physical evidence that J.R. Hildebrand of Panther Racing used an illegal fuel. So Brian Barnhart said it passed pre-race inspection, but he will look into the matter. Although in the end, it didn't matter. J.R. Hildebrand hit the wall. There is some belief that he could have used because he last pitted with 36 laps to go, and that is clearly outside the fuel window.
My question is who's the competing driver with all this proof, and who's releasing this news, Josh?
It's going across the bottom of Speed TV as I'm watching it right now, and the competing driver refuses to give his name, or at least Speed TV hasn't released it.
Well, now that kind of goes back to the old saying, if you're not willing to step up and put the name to the accusation, you probably shouldn't have been making the accusation public in the first place.
Well, that could very well be, but it does make interesting news, and it keeps the IndyCar series in the forefront, and it will also do this. It's also going to make NASCAR, they're going to start checking everybody else's on NASCAR, too. Hey, you know, that is interesting news, though. That's why we have the assignment reporter Josh, the famous Josh Elmore, and that's why. Hey Brian, you know, talking to just briefly, what about baseball bats that are cork and baseball bats that are metal, and what's those special shots some of these guys get, and the baseballs that have sweat and spit, and you know,
and that kind of goes back to the whole thing by a certain former racer that said, you know, it ain't cheating if you don't get caught. It was interesting because I was just noting that one of the things that was mentioned with J.R. Hildebrand, he's now out with a torn ACL. in his left knee that he suffered at Texas Wednesday. So Hildebrand may be out. Wow. Hildebrand may be out for a while now himself. But, you know, it, as you say, and it's probably been, RJ, I don't think it's a secret. This has been going on in racing for, you know, forever. The whole, it's not cheating if you don't get caught.
Well, at one of the trade shows about 5 years ago in Daytona, one of the guys who came up and knew about the nitrous and how nitrous worked, I don't know what all that background noise is. Anyway, how nice
I'm sorry, guys. They are starting the event here at Victory Field, and they're just now starting the Home Run Derby. So what you're here, I'm actually in the press box here. So as you can see, they've started the event here at Victory Field, which is what I'm here covering. So I will try to get away from the outdoor noise there for a little bit. Sorry about that, guys. Go right ahead.
I did have a question, though. Since when are we able to see what's going on the radio or on the internet radio? And you said we could see it. Now, I'm just curious. I realize that they've done miracles with radio.
I'm sorry. I did not turn on the webcam here at the Palatial Balance Studios when we started the show today. So I don't have that up and running.
Well, it's the U-Vision that we experimented for a while with, and I think, RJ, you and I both know that there's another racing show that attempts to use U-Vision that we want to clarify and make that sure that it works very well before we do that again, but that's how that would work.
I'll tell you this, after being in radio for about 12, 13 years now, there's a reason why some of us are in radio and not television.
Yeah,
so.
and I was just getting ready to say that. Until we can all afford plastic surgery, I'm not sure we're really capable of doing the TV stuff. So that's okay, though. I enjoy this, and I know we've got a lot of listeners that listen to our archives, and I know we kind of jump all over the board sometimes.
Well, unfortunately, RJ, you've kind of turned into Donald.
Darth Vader there or something, right?
As things kind of garbled up. You are listening to Trackside Review Radio on blogtalkradio.com. I have Tom Marquez is out at Victory Field for the Caroline Sims Celebrity Softball Game. We've got Josh Elmore on the line, editor-in-chief of Trackside Review, the magazine, and TracksideReview.com. Mr. RJ Cunningham, we've been talking about all sorts of racing. Josh giving us some good goings on about something happening in the world of the Izod IndyCar. And as we get ready, as Tom's already mentioned, RJ, you and him are about ready to head up to Milwaukee for what should be a pretty interesting race up there.
Oh, I am so looking forward to this. We've got USAC up there Thursday. We've got the Indy Lights program. We've got the Izod IndyCar program. It just would be an absolute blast. I mean, it's something I've wanted to do many, many years and never really done it. So I've been to other races, but, as a true race fan, what you want to do is go to as many different races as you can. You know, you don't want to always go to the same ones. And the hard part with all of us, from all you guys, all four of you guys, plus Statman Steve, who's doing honeydew stuff today, ha, 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 we all want to go together. You know, we all want to go together and have a big party. But to make our businesses work, we've got to diversify. And it's really tough sometimes.
Well, RJ, the road trip starts very, very early Thursday morning. We have a long haul up to Milwaukee. So you and I are going to be headed up that way, and it's going to be a great race. Now, you mentioned USAC, and one of the things that we brought up very, very early was the Indy Lights Series and, of course, the Izod Series. But one of the things that's going on up there in Milwaukee is the USAC and Silver Crown, and they haven't been there in a while, and they're going to be testing on Thursday afternoon as well. So we're going to be there for that. But just for our listeners that might be just new to racing or really a lot of race fans, they follow the IndyCar, the NASCAR. Tell us a little bit about USAC and the Silver Crown Series and the Star Mazda that's going to be up there in Milwaukee that we're going to be a part of all weekend, next weekend.
Well, I'm very familiar with USAC. USAC has the quarter midgets now, the D1 midgets, which are really Don and Mel Kenyon midgets. They've got the regular midgets. And then they go into the sprint cars, both pavement and dirt. And then they go into the Silver Crown series. And the Silver Crown series are just super high-performance motors and larger cars. They're the old format, like used to run at the Hoosier Fairgrounds and used to be part of the Indy series when AAA was involved, and then later on before CART. And, you know, it's a fun division to watch, and lots of power, a lot more twitchy cars. You see them fighting the wheel going in the corners and just keep on fighting it all the way through the corner. And it's very dangerous. I mean, it's not nearly as safe a car as any of the other four divisions that will be running. The Star Mazdas, the Formula 2000, those are, you know, basically monocoque, you know, carbon fiber bodies and certain amount of ground force with those. There's no ground force with the Silver Crown cars. It's just whatever that airflow can go around the body, and they've kept those the same for years and years and years. So
now,
you know,
I'm going to take our final pit stop before we come back with the final segment, take you to the checkered flag. You are listening to Trackside Review Radio on Blog Talk Radio. We will be back right after this.
Hey, race fans, Trackside Review, the magazine, is back. Bigger, better, and faster than ever before. If you're a short track fan, if you're an oval track fan, Trackside Review has for you. If you like to give back to the drivers, if you like to be a part of racing, then Trackside Review is for you. Check out their new online edition, www.tracksidereview.com.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated. 247-8088.
Welcome back to Trackside Review Radio on Blog Talk Radio. As we thank our sponsors as well, Mid-State Window Cleaning. They offer both commercial and residential window cleaning. Make sure you get your quote today at 317-852-8712. Make sure you leave a message because they do windows. That's 317-852-8712. Also brought to you by Microtel Inn & Suites, where racing stays while in Indianapolis. Check them out at 5815 Rockville Road in Indianapolis. Make your reservation today by calling 317-247-9703. That's 317-247-9703. Also brought to you by Bloodhound Underground at 888-858-9830. Bloodhound Underground is a subsurface utility consulting firm providing services nationwide. You can contact them again at 888-858-9830. Tom Marquez is on the line at Victory Field. Josh Elmore, editor-in-chief of Trackside Review, the magazine at TracksideReview.com. Mr. R.J. Cunningham, we head into the final sprint toward the end of the show. We've got the races, as you mentioned, going up on in Milwaukee. Poconos this weekend. What are we all we've got the CRA races at Lucas Oil Raceway at Indianapolis. What are we looking to – what are we focusing on this weekend, R.J.?
Well, I myself, if things go the way they should, I should be able to hit Gas City for the first time this year on Friday afternoon. I'm going to head out. A great night of racing on up I-69 way, And then Saturday, the Dream. And then Sunday to the CRA Series. And we'll have some of our crew there.
Yep, Statman Steve will be out there at CRA Series out at Lucas Oil this weekend as well. Josh?
If I could go ahead, I have some. Well, IndyCar is making history for the first time this weekend. Saturday night, it's the ideal of Randy Bernard. I'm not sure how I like him. Me and Tom talked about it a little bit on Monday night, so I'm going to go ahead and talk about that, and then I thought maybe we could bring back $2 picks if we have time. But Saturday in IndyCar, we're having two 275-mile races. Instead of having one 550-mile race, Randy Bernard decided to break it up into a doubleheader. You have to qualify both cars. You had to buy two engines, so you have one and two cars. And there'll be two pole sitters from the way I understand it, one in the first race, one in the second race. The two races are totally separate of each other. I think it's a dumb idea. I think it's a gimmick. And I think when you're trying to catch up to the popularity of NASCAR, you don't try gimmicks because as much as we all like racing, and RJ will attest to this, he's seen it in person, you're putting people's life on the line, and I'm not sure that's something you should be playing a gimmick with.
Well, it's my opinion they don't have the kind of cars to go out there and trash. You know, like the their rides are like four times the amount of money of the NASCAR stable. So they're, you know, just the car count is going to keep it from being competitive, I would think. But you never know. I mean, you know, hey, I'll give them credit for trying something, but.
Is
yeah,
this
I agree.
Kind of like
so
the deal where the Fast 9 shootout was at the Speedway, where just looking to throw another wrinkle into anything that gets a fan interest back into open wheel? Some things really seem to work this year, the month of May here in Indianapolis.
I would agree, but as far as the car count going, if you wreck your car in the first race, you are allowed to get out your second car for the second race with absolutely no penalty. I still think it's a bad idea, but I got to give Randy Bernard something. Unlike Tony George, at least he's trying something to make IndyCar relevant.
Well, now see, here's where I'm in total disagreement. I think IndyCar is totally, absolutely, positively relevant at this very moment. They just don't run enough races. So there, that's my argument. So the series is just so competitive now. The parity involved was proven just this past couple of weeks. So, I agree, trying something new. We'll try it. You can always go back to the old format. So
that's RJ Cunningham with Trackside Review, the magazine, TracksideReview.com. Josh Elmore, Tom Marquez, also on the line. Josh, you said you wanted to get some picks in. You got your chance, buddy.
I'm going to go ahead and pick Joey Logano to win this weekend's race at Pocono. And as far as IndyCar goes, I think it's going to be a 1-2. Franchitti's going to win race number one, and Scott Dixon's going to win race number two for Ganassi. They're clearly the best team in IndyCar.
Next.
Am I next?
Yeah, you're next.
I always like to go last. I always like to pick mine the Monday after the race. That's when I like to pick mine. But I'm gonna go ahead and go. I like Tony Stewart out at Pocono. I think he's gonna do well. And actually, I like Franchitti there. I really do. I think that now I'm not used to picking two different drivers and two different things. I tell you what, I do like Will Power a lot. I like Team Penske, and I think that they have the ability to make it happen. And you know, and since I went to all the trouble of learning how to say Tagliani's name, I'm going to go.
Why don't you get it right now, then?
So anyway, I do like Will Power actually to win, and I'm still learning about this whole second race. But I tell you what, and I'm going to just try to say it, and you guys are going to have to bear with me. That's what we're going to do on our road trip to Milwaukee. You're going to flashcard me cars names, RJ. But I like Mario Servia in the second race there.
That could be. I think my pick is Kyle Busch, not Kurt Busch. Kurt Busch at the Pocono race. And my pick in the IndyCar series is going to be Elio Castroneves. So it's time for him to step up, and I think he's more oval-oriented. So that's my picks, guys.
Brian Scott, your pick, brother.
I say the Reds will take two from the Giants this weekend.
That's why you're the ultimate professional. You know. Hey, you know, I tell you what, the best thing we ever did was put Brian Scott in front of the board. He lightens it up and knows when to get us to shut up.
I can tell you one thing, though. Things are really picking up out here at Victory Field, and I'm going to make my way down there in just the next few minutes to see what celebrities are going to show up. It does look like there's a mob of reporters down there, and I'm still trying to wait for a few of them to move out of the way so I can see who it is. But I see a lot of people asking for autographs, and I see a mob of reporters, TV reporters around there. I just can't see who it is because of the cameras. So I am going to make my way down.
Stewart, who else?
I don't know.
If I could go ahead and interrupt real quick. We didn't get to talk about this earlier because we had a lot of guests on during the first hour. But if you're not doing anything like Saturday and you're not at a racetrack, and shame on you if you're not. I would love to be at a racetrack Saturday. I don't know if it's going to work out yet. Saturday is the Indiana-Kentucky All-Star Annual Doubleheader at Kosciuszko Fieldhouse. So if you don't have anything better to do, come out and see future IU recruit Cody Zeller. And the Indiana All-Stars take on Kentucky.
Yeah, but they got the same basketball
coach, though. Hey, Josh, do you know if Marcus Teague is going to play in that? And if so, who's he playing it for?
Yes, he's playing in it for Indiana University. I mean, not Indiana University, he should be playing, but he's playing for Indiana. And Brendan Dawson, who's going to Michigan State, is also playing for the Indiana All-Stars.
So we got some basketball. We got some baseball. We've got tons of racing. Got some hockey that we got in today. We even talked some football. And, you know, does anybody want to bet on the ponies this weekend?
I'm actually taking Animal Kingdom to win the Belmont Stakes.
Hey, you know what, though? Yeah, it's funny you brought that up, Brian. Today is the anniversary of the guy of the movie. Oh, man, I had it on the tip of my tongue. The horse that they made that big movie out of.
Seabiscuit.
So,
Taglamani, is that who it is? Taglamani?
Hey, guys, come on out to Victory Field tonight. It's going to be a great time. It's the Celebrity Softball Tournament, all to benefit a great cause. And that's the third annual Caroline Symes Memorial Celebrity Softball Challenge. And that's tonight. The Home Run Derby is underway. They are warming up in the batter's box as we speak. So I'm going to find out exactly who all is going to be here. But come on out. It's $5 to get in. It's going to be a great night. Don't worry about the rain. There's still plenty of seating here. So come on out here and enjoy a great time out at Victory Field, Brian.
Yeah, that's Tom Marquez. He is out at Victory Field. Also want to give a quick shout-out. That is for, of course, the Caroline Symes Indiana Children's Make-A-Wish charity. That is what the benefit is for tonight. We also want to thank Jeff Border from IgniteTheSpirit.org. They just recently did a bike ride from Chicago to Louisville, raising $100,000, and he made the big announcement. Next year they're going to take it cross-country, looking for $500,000. So we wish Jeff and them the best of luck. Next week, well, I'll be back at the Palatial Balance Studios as Tom and RJ are making their way up to Milwaukee. We'll be talking to them on the phone line. Josh, I hope we'll be seeing, talking to you on the phone line as well. Gwinnett Braves come in this weekend for this four-game series with Indianapolis, so we've got plenty of baseball, whole bunch of other stuff, and you. Want to thank everybody, Josh, RJ Cunningham, the chief cook and bottle washer for RJ's race book, TracksideReview.com, and Trackside Review Radio, and Trackside Review the magazine. Guess what? If it says Trackside Review, RJ's involved with it. Just look him up. We'll have to set up. We want to thank everybody for joining us today on The Balance. Stay tuned, same time next week, right here on Blog Talk Radio. We'll see you then.
Great show, guys.